Hello and welcome to Gutted. I'm Elise.
And I'm Tony, and we're here to spill our guts about horror film trailers. Today we have another horror trailer review for you all. We will be reviewing the trailer for The Watchers, set to be released June 7th of 2024. This film is directed by Ishana Shyamalan and written by A.M. Shine and Ishana Shyamalan.
Let's preview that trailer.
You have 5 seconds before the door is sealed. 5, 4, 3, 2.
What is happening? What is this place?
I don't mean to scare you, but we haven't much time. It's not wise to keep them waiting. They'll be very interested in someone new.
It's a window on the other side. They come every night.
And they watch us.
What is that? What are they doing?
Applause. For you, mean it.
How long have you been here?
I don't know.
You've never seen one.
No one sees one and survives.
They have come to our world for a reason.
I'm not supposed to be here, and I'm not staying here.
They allow us to live because we follow their rules. You have broken too many.
I will die.
What did he see?
Run! I'm trying to get in.
Try not to die.
I saw myself.
Someone's out there.
Please open the door.
John?
My husband's outside.
This is a trick.
Oh my God.
Okay, The Watchers. Now, I just want to say that this trailer, this official trailer, was different than the trailer that we had seen in the theaters.
We've seen it several times over the last couple of months.
I feel like the trailer in the theaters maybe is perhaps more of a teaser, which I think I might have enjoyed more.
Well, I think that a lot of people would probably enjoy teasers over trailers. Trailers tend to give a lot more information.
And sometimes too much information, even if that information is trying to misdirect us. I feel like this trailer gave too much information and not in a spoilery way.
Mm.
In a way that I'm just like, now I have no idea what this movie is about.
Well, that's why we're doing what we're doing. It's because we have a love-hate relationship with trailers.
We're doing a public service for everybody else who has a love-hate relationship and doesn't want to watch trailers.
I think a lot of people have problems with trailers, and it's probably for the same reasons that we do. It spoils too much of the movie.
Yeah. Or it gives you way too much information. You're like, I don't know what to do with this. Now I feel overwhelmed. I don't want to see the movie.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to get you excited to go see the movie.
It did the opposite. Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, this didn't change my opinion of what I think this movie is about.
Oh, it did mine. It changed my thought of what I think it's about.
Well, maybe it's just too much information for you to process and you couldn't decipher what
you're saying. I can't process too much information.
No, it's giving you too much to think about. And, you know, Elise has a very wild and vivid imagination when it comes to predicting what's going to happen in these horror movies.
You don't say that like it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's very creative.
That's what I say to people that get things wrong. Most creative guessing.
So this is Ishana Night Shyamalan. If that name sounds familiar to you, it is because this is the daughter of
Daddy Shyamalan.
Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan. So this is produced by Daddy. I did have to look that up.
We all know the last name Shyamalan in association with M. Night, but this is the first time I have heard of his daughter, Ishana. So cool to see that she's following in Dad's footsteps.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. We have the Cronenberg son, David Cronenberg.
Yeah.
And his son is
Brandon.
Brandon, yeah.
Brandon Cronenberg.
And Infinity Pool. Doing movies kind of in the vein of their dad. This could easily be an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
It's like kind of has a bizarre premise and maybe some sort of wild twists. Maybe reminiscent of Signs a mm-hmm. little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm not maybe sure.
Like
I'm not
a,
sure.
Like a Signs meets The Descent.
Right. A lot of stuff going on in here. But it's based off a novel as well. So
a novel by A.M. Shine, which I've not heard of the novel or this novelist.
Yeah. A.M. Shine sounds like it could be a pseudonym.
Is it a pseudonym for Ishana? If you take a...
Seems like it. This movie was ghostwritten by Stephen King or something.
Wouldn't that be interesting if A.M. Shine is a pseudonym for Ishana?
That would be interesting. She's like, I don't want to let anyone know that I wrote the novel, but I want everyone to know that I directed the movie based off of this novel. That's a pseudonym for me. Yes, that would be amazing.
Clever.
So what's going on in this trailer?
Well,
the official trailer.
Well, in the official trailer, we have 90s cutie pie Dakota Fanning, who we know from Uptown Girls. And
that's what? I don't know her from Uptown Girls.
I do. She was great in that.
What was the movie that she was nominated for Academy Award?
She was nominated for an Academy Award.
Wasn't she? Wasn't she one of the youngest nominees for an Academy Award?
No, I think you're thinking of...
I'm thinking of Haley Joel Osment because it's an M. Night Shyamalan family movie.
The last thing that I saw Dakota Fanning in that I remember was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She played Squeaky Frome.
Oh, that's...
And she was creepy as
but
that.
But she was a child actor, right?
She was. She was in...
Was she a Disney kid?
I don't know. She was young. She was in Uptown Girls with Brittany Murphy, which she did a great job in that. And she was also in Man on Fire with Denzel Washington. She was a great kid actress. I'm not trying to say she's not great now. I'm just saying I don't know her from very much right now. Oh, awards. 17 wins and 36 nominations.
Those numbers seem inflated.
Well, there are a lot of award ceremonies. We have the Gutted Awards. So she hasn't been nominated for any of those. Those are the ones that matter.
Who's the youngest person to ever have won an Oscar?
Tatum O'Neal, Paper Moon.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
Tatum O'Neal from Paper Moon.
Or whatever. Yeah, what's her name? Dakota Fanning, Channing Tatum, Tatum O'Neal. These all sound like the same names.
Child actor Channing Tatum.
Yeah, they sound like if you were to do a random name child actor generator, this is what you would get.
Well.
Sorry, Dakota. So what else is going on? We said Dakota Fanning's in it, and then we kind of just stopped.
Because you heard me say Uptown Girls and you're like, I haven't seen that wonderful movie that it's underrated. Anyway, so Dakota Fanning, she is in her apartment. She has her best friend, Bird. Yellow parrot. Or canary.
That's a parrot for sure.
Fine. Yellow parrot. She's like, hey, don't die, canary/parrot. And she takes the bird with her. Anyway, and she goes on a date. She wears a wig. So she's in disguise. And she's like, don't judge me, bird/only friend. Then she goes into the woods for some reason. She ends up having to seek refuge in some weird shelter.
Because her phone gets scrambled and her car breaks down.
Yeah, she hears screeching of some creature in the distance. And then Olwen Fuere, who we know from the reboot of Texas Chainsaw as Sally Hardesty. And also
Also
in the upcoming Strangers Chapter 1, Olwen is inside this little shelter. She's like, you have 5 seconds to get in here. Five,
she has to sprint like 100 yards.
She makes it.
5 seconds. Wow, she's fast.
Makes it to this little refuge. And inside is this dance studio with a mirror. And also Georgina Campbell, who we know from?
Barbarian. It looks like we're in Ireland. Just by the countryside and the fact that Olwen Fuere and also an actor named Siobhan Hewlett.
In the woods of Ireland somewhere. And I think the majority of the film is going to take place inside this weird little dance studio.
But then what's out in the woods?
The Watchers are in the woods.
The Watchers are out there. What are they? Who are they?
Who knows? They're creatures that have an appreciation for fine art and entertainment.
And they look like they're vicious creatures because they shriek like raptors in Jurassic Park.
Or... they are vicious creatures to humans, but really they're just creatures that want to see some good entertainment.
The characters all trying to figure out where they are and what they're supposed to be doing.
Can they leave? And if they leave, what happens?
Right. So a lot of stuff.
The Watchers? Yeah, it's like a who, what, where, when, why.
We will probably not know too much about the Watchers until maybe like past the second half, maybe like 2/3 in. This movie did remind me of a couple of things. Signs, or maybe The Village, although I don't know if I really remember that movie.
I don't think you remember The Village.
It takes place in the woods. Okay, it did also remind me of one of our favorites of last year, an Irish film with The Far Darling.
The Far Darig.
Far Darig. Darling?
They are darlings. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. Go watch The Welcoming? The
Unwelcome or something.
Unwelcome.
Like that.
I actually really did like that one with The Far Darig. Yeah,
so something's going on in the woods of Ireland.
If The Far Darig show up, I will like this movie. I didn't think of that one though. I did think of The Descent. These creatures are more screechy than The Far Darig.
Interesting cast of characters. We mentioned Georgina Campbell, Elwyn Fuere,
And Dakota.
Not Channing Tatum, sorry. Dakota Fanning.
Magic Mike is not in this.
So mostly female, or maybe all female.
No, there's one guy in there too.
There's a guy who's like the boyfriend who's stuck outside and he's doing a little Blair Witch thing.
That might be somebody else.
Oh.
So there's a guy in the room, but then there's also a guy outside. It might be the same guy, but I really can't tell. The guy outside is the husband of Georgina Campbell. She's like, my husband's outside. And Olwen Fuente is like, that's not your husband. I'm like, oh, who is it? The watchers can like throw their voices.
So maybe they're shapeshifters.
They're parrots.
So it sounds like we want to get into predictions.
Yes,
okay,
we
go
do.
Ahead, go.
Yeah, so the parrot can repeat Dakota Fanning perfectly. Excellent parrot. But also the person that's outside sounds a lot like Georgina Campbell's husband. She's like, it sounds like my husband. And Olwen Fuente is like, that's not your husband. Been meaning that these watchers can parrot their victims, perhaps, or whoever they hear. Georgina Campbell's husband, she got lost in the woods with her husband, or her husband went missing. She thinks that he's dead initially, but then when she hears his voice, she's like, oh no, he's alive. And Owen's like, nope, he's still dead.
We've seen that trick so many times.
Seen that trick a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that these watchers are half parrot, half human.
Half parrot, half human.
Yeah, because we saw that skeleton in the woods that had wings.
Oh yeah, it did kind of look like a bird. Okay.
And I thought initially it was like an angel.
Do you think they're ancient beings?
Yeah.
They're ancient bird people.
They're bird beings? People. They're bird parrot people.
Wow.
Okay. Parrot people.
I was wondering, why is the parrot yellow? Doesn't that seem odd? I don't think I've ever seen a yellow parrot, like a straight up yellow parrot.
That's why I thought it was a canary.
It was a parrot for sure.
Fine. Do canaries talk?
No, I think canaries are in coal mines, and if they're dead, then you know there's like gas leaking.
That's what you know about canaries?
That's all I know about canaries.
All I know is that if cats eat them, they look guilty.
Well, yeah.
The cat that ate the canary. Or is it that you look satisfied? If you are the cat that ate the canary,
well,
are you satisfied?
Well, if you're the cat, you're satisfied as shit.
That idiom, the cat that ate the canary, does that idiom mean that you look like you're satisfied or guilty?
I have no clue, and you know that I have no idea what idioms mean.
Fine.
I'm so bad with idioms.
Well, that's my knowledge of canaries. So this yellow parrot, I think, is yellow because it looks cool.
You don't think it has anything to do with
yellow?
Maybe the watchers don't like the color yellow. It seems so odd to me that this parrot is yellow. Why is the parrot yellow?
I think because yellow looks inviting and friendly.
Do you think
friendly?
It's just because of the when they're shooting the film, there's a lot of greens and the
probably
yellow kind of stands out?
And I think because when I've seen parrots, like cartoon parrots, they're usually mostly red
or green.
But I think yellow is more of a friendly color.
This is the friendly parrot who's going
parrot.
To help Dakota Fanning's character out throughout the film.
Oh, and so the watchers are parroting the people, but maybe the parrot will parrot the people. And then the watchers will be like, oh, there's Dakota Fanning. I'm going to go after that parrot. I mean, I'm going to go after Dakota Fanning.
So
but
you
really,
predict that the parrot's going to die.
I think the parrot's going to divert the attention of the watchers so that Dakota Fanning can get away.
So you think they're going to escape the cube at some point and have to traverse the woods?
Yeah. And she's going to like get her parrot and put him down and like, you know, have her parrot repeat her.
Right.
And be like, distract them while we get away.
I actually think we did see more of that in the teaser, that this group of characters have to escape this cube and traverse the woods with the threat of the watchers out there.
Yeah, so I think her parrot helps them escape.
Watchers are parrot people, and the parrot is going to help them escape. Those are both excellent predictions.
I don't know if you believe that. You look like you think they are wild card guesses.
I don't think so. Okay. I think in this case, that seems very plausible because I'm thinking to myself, why the hell is that parrot yellow? Why is there a parrot? Why is someone traveling with a parrot?
Dakota is a lonely person.
People have dogs and they take them along for, you know, on vacations and stuff. Sometimes see people at the airport with a cat. Yeah. I've never seen someone doing a road trip with their pet parrot.
Okay, but also she goes on long benders where she is with people that she meets at bars overnight. You can't leave your pet dog or cat in the car overnight. But
let alone your parrot.
Apparently, you can leave your parrot in the car because she did.
If you bring your parrot to this date that you're trying to have, especially you're trying to not look like yourself, you're trying to go from blonde to brunette.
Yeah.
And you have a parrot, people are going to be like, you know, thank you for your time.
I'm you don't get think it here. Makes her mysterious? Like, oh, wow, you're so eccentric. You have a parrot that you bring with you on your blind dates.
No, it makes her look desperate.
No, it makes her look kooky. Like, oh, look at this parrot.
Definitely
girl.
Kooky, yeah.
But you know what? I will say, if she's trying to be incognito, she's going to get known quickly as the parrot lady.
Yeah. So I went on a date with parrot lady the other day.
Like, oh, her? I met her.
And I, you know, she is known to have blonde hair, but she put on this wig.
She wears a lot of wigs and she has a parrot. She's full of no one. Yeah.
I think that her character, you know, usually in a movie, if someone's trying to wear a wig, they're trying to be someone else and they're trying to escape a past life.
She's definitely trying to escape.
This is my prediction. She's going to have some sort of trauma that she's escaping. And through her journey of going out to the Watcher's Cube to be studied, she is going to somehow overcome her drama.
Well, she's going to have to escape again.
Trauma or drama?
Trauma.
Yeah.
She's very dramatic too. I think you're right. I think she is constantly trying to escape something in life, like metaphorically, but she's going to have to literally escape now that she's in this cube with the Watchers. But her experience of escaping her life's troubles will make her the best person to lead this group of people out of there and escape literally.
And I don't know if you noticed, this was like a very subtle thing in the official trailer, but she was outside of a theater shop of some sort.
Oh, she's an actor.
So she's an actor. And you said Georgina Campbell's a dancer and Olwen Fuerte, she's probably a writer.
Oh, they're all entertainers.
So they're all creative.
Maybe the guy's
people.
A musician.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because they had a record player. I mean, just because you have a record player doesn't mean you're a musician. But
so it seems like these watchers are interested in co-opting the culture of humans.
Oh.
The Watchers are an ancient civilization and they live deep in the woods of Ireland. They can't understand why humans have culture, why humans do this thing that is maybe unnecessary to survival from their point of view. Why don't they just hunt and kill things in the woods and be primal and be animalistic?
You think they wonder why? You don't think they just have an appreciation for the arts? They're just like big
donors.
This
is their theater, yeah.
This is their theater. Like, oh man, these people are good.
And then as far as who I think will die, I feel like most of them will die except for Dakota Fanning.
Do you think she's going to make it?
I think it's going to be like a final girl situation.
Yeah. That dude does seem like he dies pretty quick.
And I think her parrot is also going to survive.
Yeah.
I feel like Olwen Fuerte and Georgina Campbell will last quite a long time, but maybe at the end they distract the Watchers, as you were saying, was the parrot. But I feel like it's going to be Olwen Fuerte who gives herself in sacrifice so that Dakota can...
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that perhaps Georgina is going to be fooled by the whole husband trick. And she'll die that way. She'll be like, my husband's over there. And then, you know, she'll run off and get killed. And then I think Olwen Fuerte actually, I think, might be more fanatical. Olwen Fuerte has been in this box for so long that she's become comfortable with it. And the idea of leaving and going to the outside scares her. She will try to prevent Dakota from leaving and they'll have to get in a battle. And Dakota might have to kill Olwen Fuerte.
Okay. Well, I did see her being dragged around momentarily in the trailer. So something's going to go down here. The poster here, The Watchers, written and directed by Ishana Knight Shyamalan from producer M. Night Shyamalan.
Could you imagine if M. Night was like, no, I'm not producing your film? I'm just like, yeah, he better be a producer.
Hey, Dad, can I get some money to make my film?
No, that's nepotism. I refuse.
We're in the thickets of the wood. It actually does look like a contemporary dance studio, like you're saying. I could see this existing out in like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Or yeah, something it's like a cute diorama. I love dioramas.
Big window mirror. It's like a two-way mirror. This is a human constructed building, obviously.
Or parrot person constructed building.
We have the four people. They're standing and they're being watched and they're really tiny in the poster.
Yeah.
You can't really see their faces. What do you think of the poster?
I like the poster. I feel like it does what it needs to do. Everything else is kind of dark and woodsy in the background, and our test subjects are very brightly lit.
It's not wowing me. I don't think I have a strong opinion about it.
You know what? I might like it more if it was even further back. Perhaps.
Like so far back, you can't see anything.
Well, no, like so far back to where you just see like the glow and it almost looks like a TV in the background in the middle of the woods.
Then you think the movie is just about watching TV.
TV in the woods.
What kind of merch are you going to get here?
Oof.
I mean, I kind of know what I'm going to get. I'm gonna buy the novel.
Oh.
Written by A.M. Shine.
That's good.
But with the movie poster, because I think they do that.
I hate that.
When they're trying to, but that's what I'm going to do.
That's my least favorite thing. That's my merch. If there's a book that I want to read that has been made into a movie, I will purposely look for the cover that's not the movie cover. Because I want to create the characters in my head. I don't want to be told what my characters look like.
You don't want to read Little Women with the
Winona Ryder.
Gerwig.
Oh, Greta Gerwig's version. Nothing against Saoirse Ronan or Winona Ryder's rendition of Joe, but I don't want to picture them when I'm reading it.
Well, I mean, that's the merch that I chose.
Okay.
I'm sticking with it.
You know what?
I'm just going to go with
you.
It. You know, paperback, it's not going to be a hardcover.
Because it's cheaper. Yeah. I don't want a hardcover.
If it's large print kind of magazine format, I'm going to do that too.
Large print? Are you like five? I do need a picture book.
Like
a picture book of the Watchers. Ooh, a pop-up picture book.
Is that what you're doing? You're doing a pop-up book? I
think that would be cute. That would because be pretty cool. This actually did seem like it would have really good pop-up images. Like that whole parrot person with the skeleton wings.
Okay.
I think that would look cool as a pop-up. Yes. Going for a pop-up promo book.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Five pages only, please.
Yeah. I feel like we collaborated a little bit on the merch. Mm-hmm. Usually we go in wildly different directions.
Yeah, that's good.
When are you going to see The Watchers? Are you going to see this opening weekend? Is it going to be in theaters eventually? You know, wait for streaming? Or have you seen all you need to see?
I will say I wanted to see it a little bit more after having seen the teaser in the theater. After watching this official trailer, I want to see it a little bit less. However, I do want to see it overall, and because it looks like it has a lot of very dark scenes, I will see this in theaters eventually. But if it looked like a, you know, brightly lit movie, then I would probably wait for streaming.
I could either see it in theaters or, you know, if I missed it, I'd be happy to see it on streaming. You know, I also am excited to support nepotism.
I would like to support the Shyamalan family. I do like M. Night Shyamalan's movies. I know some of his movies can be a bit divisive, like The Happening, which I will defend until the bitter end. Any last thoughts?
The Watchers. Are you going to watch it?
Watching. Oh, yeah. Good one.
I'm probably going to watch it.
Are you going to be a watcher?
Are you going to read the novel?
Are they parrot people? Would you like that if they were? Or would that make you like it less?
I think it should just be a creature feature, parrot people. And there are no humans, no human dialogue in the movie. It's just like a parrot versus
experimental parrot film.
Ancient parrot people.
Ancient parrot versus current parrot. Modern parrot.
All right. Yeah. The Watchers. It's going to be all right.
Well, that's it.
Might be mildly entertaining.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the Shyamalan family.
I feel like we are now underselling this film.
Are you excited for this film? Are you a fan of M. Night Shyamalan? Did you like The Happening?
Did you? Please tell me if you did.
If you liked The Happening, you should definitely subscribe. Give us a like.
Yeah. And message us so we can.
Email us, gutted horror podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you for watching and or listening. This has been another episode of Gutted.
Gutted.